Chapter 5. The Treasure Map. An hour later, Mr. Dance and I went to the doctor's house. Dr. Livesey opened the door. He was very surprised to see us. "Good evening, Dance. Good evening, Jim," he said. "What are you doing here at this hour? Come in."
"I'll tell you," said Mr. Dance.
"First sit down," the doctor said, "and meet my visitor." The doctor's visitor was Squire Trelawney, a man I knew and liked. Mr. Dance told them about Blind Pew. Then he said,
"I must go to the police station now. My men are waiting for me. Good night, gentlemen."
With these words, Mr. Dance left the house. The doctor, the squire, and I sat at the table. "What an exciting night for you, Jim," the doctor said. "Are you hungry?" "Yes, Dr. Livesey," I said. "I am hungry." The doctor asked his servant to bring us food and drink. I ate a big piece of pie and drank 2 glasses of ale. "Thank you very much. The pie was good. Now I want to show you these," I said. I put the captain's papers on the table. I told them everything I knew about the captain, Black Dog, and Blind Pew. You see, they all wanted these papers, and they talked about a map.
"This is very exciting," said Dr. Livesey.
The papers were old and yellow. Some were lists of numbers and names of places.
"Here it is," said the doctor. "Here's the map. But what does it mean?"
"I know what this is," said Squire Trelawney. "It's a map of Treasure Island. I've heard about this place. They say that a man called Flint buried treasure there, thousands and thousands of gold pieces."
"Flint," I exclaimed. "The captain said that name before he died."
"Flint was a pirate," the squire said. "He's dead now, but every sailor knows his name."
"How do you know this?" asked Dr. Livesey.
"I often go to Bristol, and I know many of the captains and sailors there. I was once a sailor myself," said the squire. "Look at the map. Here are the 2 natural harbours, and here's the path that goes to the stockade at the top of the hill."
"What do these 3 red crosses mean?" asked Dr. Livesey.
"That's where the treasure is," said the squire, with a big smile.
After a few minutes, he exclaimed,
"I love adventures. Let's go and look for the treasure. What do you say, doctor?"
The doctor was also smiling.
"Treasure Island," he said. "I like the idea, but how can we do it? We need a ship."
"That's no problem," said the squire. "You know that I've got more money than I need. So, what do you say?"
"Well," said the doctor, "it could be a great adventure."
"This is what I'll do," said the squire. "I'll go to Bristol tomorrow, and I'll buy the best ship in England. Then I'll look for a good crew of sailors, and you'll be the ship's doctor."
"I need a holiday," said the doctor, "and I've always wanted to be a doctor on a ship." "What about me?" I asked. "Can I go too?"
"Of course, Jim. You'll be the cabin boy. You brought us the map. Without the map, there's no treasure, and no Treasure Island."
"One thing is important," the doctor said. "Black Dog and other men know about this treasure. We must not talk to anyone about it. It's our secret."
"You're right," said the squire.
We all shook hands.
"Our secret," we said.
That night, I stayed at the doctor's house. When I fell asleep, I dreamed about ships and pirates and treasure.